going to do this Andy Camarena?
Yes.
Okay, so could you state your name for us, please?
Andy Camarena.
Okay, just a moment, sir. Sir, would you state your name and ADC number again for the record?
Andy Camarena, 214-902.
Sir, we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning. I'm going to introduce the board members and the DOC parole office representative. Our board chairman, Dr. Wright, has authorized a two-member panel to hear revocations today, and the two members present are the Honorable Michael Johnson to my left, and I'm David Neal. And then also from the Department of Corrections, we have Mr. Grady, who represents the Department of Corrections, and your parole officer. Okay.
I'm going to stop you real quick. Do you have the... Mr. Grady, is his SED day, his date to be released November 14th?
That's correct.
Okay, it just wasn't wrote on our sheet.
Now, how do I?
Just go ahead and contest to see if he wants to continue his hearing or if he wants to just...
Okay, sir, from the paperwork we have, I see that you're due to be released on the 14th of November, in about 12 days.
Yeah.
Regardless of what we say today and about them, even if we reinstated your community supervision, it would be about that long before the paperwork could get to you and you would be released anyway. So would you like to continue with the hearing or just kill your numbers?
I'll just kill my number.
Okay, we still got to go to phase one.
Okay. All right, we still have to go through some formalities, sir. It won't take too long.
Okay.
First thing I need to do is swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Because we're going to carry numbers, there'll be one phase to your hearing this morning. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the allegations on the warrant, and then what I do need you to do is tell me whether they're true or false. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, allegation number one, well, there are three total. Allegation number one, the violation of the condition of supervision number seven is demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about September 7, 2017, per the task LCMS lab report dated October 2, 2017. Allegation number two, the violation of Arizona.
He still need to say whether it's true or false.
Oh, excuse me. Is the first one true or false, sir?
True.
Thank you. All right, now allegation number two. The violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12. This is condition number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to complete Community Bridges Residential Treatment Program on or about September 25th, 2017.
Yes.
That's true? Okay. Then allegation number three, you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12D as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on September 26, 2017 as directed per Arizona Condition of Supervision signed on September 7, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision as of September 29, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay.
Okay. You still have to do it based on the admission.
Yeah, but do the full revocation. But I do the motion instead of just being a violation and add a revocation and I
forget. Yes.
People
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Based on your admissions, Mr. Camarena?
Yes.
Okay. Based on your admissions, I move to find that you are delinquent and you have violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and that they, that you may have lapsed or were about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and I further move to revoke your community supervision based on this information.
Okay. You violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal way.
Yeah, that's what I just read that and added the...
Yeah, and add that to it, too.
Oh, okay. On the revocation?
Yeah.
Okay. On the revocation, I'm going to amend the movement. I move to find that Mr. Camarena was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Camarena, the board has revoked your community supervision, but you will be released on or about November 14, 2017. You won't have any more community supervision or any parole officer to report to. You'll be on your own, and we hope that you, in the next 2 weeks, make a good plan so that when you get out, you can avoid coming back and seeing us again.
I appreciate that. Yes, I have. I made a bunch of short-term goals, and I'm going to try to, if I have any problems, I'm going to go back to community supervision and finish that, sir.
All right, thank you. Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, and if you put the CO3 back on the phone, this hearing is over.
All right, thank you. Thank you guys for your time.
All right, sir. Thank you.